A quiet holiday at home? Ha! You just try to make Americans stay put. AAA estimates more people will travel than ever before this holiday season, some 64.9 million of them. Many of those traveling by air are likely to pass through the nation's busiest airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Welcome to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. You are about to pass through the TSA security screening checkpoint.
Officials here are bracing for the holiday horde, says public relations manager Sterling Payne. And in this new world of dangerous gels and liquids, Payne says the airport is trying to retrain airline passengers on how to pack their carry-on bags. Think 3-1-1, she says.
3 ounces or less size containers,
mm-hmm.
One quart size bag, one bag per passenger.
Okay, little plastic zip-top bags.
That's correct. And where the confusion comes in is people were bringing 3 ounces of liquid in a, 10-ounce size container. The biggest offender we have is toothpaste tubes that are half rolled up. They think there's only an ounce of liquid in there, but the tube itself is too big.
Oh, it's all fine and good to toss your toothpaste, but this is gift-giving time. What about that fine Bordeaux in your bag or that $50 bottle of Chanel No. 5?
Well, if they've kind of beefed up on the procedures, they know that they're going to pack that stuff in their checked bags. Everything is fine. And all your liquids are fine, no matter what their size, in your checked bag. It's the carry-on bag, and the carry-on items is where the challenge comes in, and that's where the 3-1-1 applies. So if people are looking at it and they really want to bring that nice bottle of wine they got in California at the winery, they're going to pack it nice and tight in their checked bag. Most people won't want to do that. Shipping it ahead of time is a great option. Another option is do a little research before you arrive at your destination, mm-hmm. and purchase it as you're leaving or on your way. You're just not the best way to do it, but it is an option because it will not go through the checkpoint.
In fact, Payne showed us trash cans full of expensive perfumes, hair products, lighters, and other things that didn't make it through the checkpoint. And remember, non-liquid gifts are fine in your carry-on bag as long as they're not wrapped. In another part of Atlanta's busy airport, spontaneous applause greets soldiers coming and going from Iraq and Afghanistan. The young men and women sport their khaki fatigues and overstuffed military-issue backpacks. USO volunteers offer them directions and a little teddy bear. Dayton Carter and Jody Allen are from Columbia and Annapolis, Maryland. They're set to spend their holiday in Iraq.
Last time I spent in Afghanistan, I mean, soldiers were your family. This time, I don't know, because this is a different environment. So.
Yeah. How long's your tour going to be?
I still have like 7 months left, but everything's good. I mean, like you said, other soldiers are your family, so we'll get a Christmas tree and decorations and be happy with what we got.
Behind the USO's roped-off arrival area, soldiers' wives and girlfriends keep popping up on their toes, searching the crowd for husbands and boyfriends. Amy Goldman's Christmas present is about to show up. Her fiancé, Charlie Bell, coming home from Kuwait.
What's your holiday going to be like this year?
A lot better than last year. Last year, Christmas Day night, I was taking down my tree, taking down everything just so I wouldn't have to think about it. So we're excited he's going to come home today, and then we're going to put our tree up tonight and all that. So,
Cindy Varner and her 3 children from Spartanburg, South Carolina, are practically glowing, eager to run up and hug husband and dad, Mike.
How's this for a Christmas present?
It's awesome. Awesome.
I bet it is.
It is.
I bet it is. How long has he been gone?
Since last November.
Oh, my gosh. That must be so hard.
This is his third time over there, though.
Tell me your name.
Marissa.
And you're waiting for your dad. And what did you want for Christmas?
My daddy.
I bet. How about you? What's your name?
I'm Danae.
Who are you waiting for?
My dad.
Your dad? I bet it feels good to have him coming in.
Mm-hmm. I love him.
I bet it's hard to have him gone. What are you looking forward to with your dad?
To go fishing.
You like to fish with your dad?
Movies.
Uh-huh.
For Marisa and Danae and thousands of other people across the country, the airport is a joyful place where they wait and watch for that first glimpse of a loved one coming home for the holidays.